I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the duck. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And on the show today, we have a few questions to ask and a few things to talk about. Alas, poor Yorick. I knew him, Horatio. I quote a little Shakespeare, except I would change it to, alas, poor Locast. I knew him, dude. Yes! We're going to be talking a little bit about Locast and alternatives to Locast, or where the future is for Locast today. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes, indeed. We've got information for you on the blog, of course, being DrBill.tv, DrBill.tv, as it says there on the screen. I encourage you to check that out. Also, I have a few other things to encourage you about. I'd like for you to subscribe to our online newsletter. I don't talk about it enough. Don't talk about it at all. But you can. You can go to DrBill.tv/newsletter. And thereupon, you can sign up for our e-newsletter. It is an e-newsletter. It's electronic. Alrighty. Now, first of all, I want to talk to you about PIA, Private Internet Access. This is our Internet Access VPN sponsor for the program today. So I encourage you to check it out. Go to drbill.tv/VPN, as it says right there, and you will get an amazing deal on private internet access. Private. The key word here is private. Keeping what you do on the internet private. It's important. More and more these days than ever. All right, let's talk about what we're going to talk about when we talk about it. Which is, of course, Locast. Locast, as you know, we've talked about it before, was a service that allowed you to watch your local TV channels over the internet, even if you didn't have an antenna. Now, I live in a condominium here. And because of that, I own the condominium, but I only own the inside part. What's inside the walls? What's outside the walls is owned by a homeowners association / the man, basically. Okay, to the man. And so they have a lot of rules as to what you can and can't do. And basically, I can't put up a big outside antenna. And you may be in that situation as well. And so you look for alternatives. How do I get local TV broadcast if I can't put up a decent antenna? You can try rabbit ears, you know, or something along that line. And it may work okay. But there's always that one station that you really need a good antenna for. And that's only going to be achieved if you go outside your facility, whatever it is, in my case, my condominium, and put up a real antenna. So Locast comes along and says, hey, we will allow you to watch local channels that you could get for free off of your off-air antenna, and we'll let you watch it over the internet. And if you've got a good internet connection, dude, you're set. Except there were legalities involved, and Locast was taken to court by the man. Different the man than the condo people. But still the man. And they were they were shut down. Now, the sun has not set on this completely yet. There's still some possibilities that they will come back, but let's just say it's not very likely. They have shut down all of their services and suspended everything, and I really don't know if they're going to try to come back, okay? They probably fought this as long as they want to fight it. But the judge in the case ruled along these lines, and I kind of understand it, okay? Bear with me. The judge basically said, according to the letter of the law, you can only retransmit if you are a nonprofit. You're not doing it for profit reasons. And Locast said, oh, we're a nonprofit and we don't charge. But even though they didn't charge officially, they asked for donations and they would throw up a blurb every 15 minutes saying, if you want to get rid of this blurb, then you got to pay us some money. Which I did. I paid them $5 a month. And I felt like that was very reasonable. But see, here's the thing. If you've got enough people paying you $500 a month, before too long, you're making $2.4 million, which is what they were making. And the judge said, according to the letter of the law, you can only be charging enough to keep you in the black for what you need to actually keep your infrastructure going, which wasn't insignificant. The infrastructure they had required about $1 million+ a month, or excuse me, $1 million+ a year, I'm sorry. And so, but they were making $2.4 million. So that's, they're doing okay, you know what I'm saying? But the judge said, no. And so he said, you are making money, you therefore should be paying a rebroadcast fee, because the way this works is, the local stations, your CBS affiliate, your NBC affiliate, your ABC affiliate, etc., they have content, usually provided by their network, which they pay for in some form or fashion. And then for cable companies, they charge the cable company a fee to rebroadcast their signal over cable. Now, Locast wasn't paying that fee. That fee is about $15 per month per subscriber for a cable company. So let's say you're paying $65 a month for cable. $15 of that $65 is paid to local stations for their programming. You see the problem. So that $15 was in jeopardy if Locast was allowed to continue to do it for free. Now, here's the thing. As a user of the content, if I had the opportunity to pay the $15, period, not the $65, but the $15 to get local broadcast stations transmitted to me over the internet, I would probably pay that because I'm in a situation that I can't put up an outside antenna. Now, obviously, if I put up the outside antenna, I can get it for free, and it's all free, and that's great. But in a case like this, I would probably be willing to pay the $15. Now, here's the thing. There's no service that does that right now. There is one coming up called, and actually, I have a link on the blog. Let me put up the blog information once again here. If you go to the blog and check out the video called Will Local BTV Be the Answer to Locast Demise? All right? Read that, or not read, but watch that video and see what the person who put up the video, the lady, says about local BTV and how it works. If they turn around and license the local TV signal for an area, the feed, and then charge that back to the customer, okay? And it becomes a viable, income source for the stations and business for local BTV, then I can see that continuing. And it could be that Locast, which already has the infrastructure, could do that if they would, and maybe they will. I don't know. Okay? But what I'm saying is, I feel like I would be willing to pay a reasonable fee to get it over the internet. Okay? Now, a lot of people might say, well, yeah, but Dr. Bill, why don't the local TV stations just go ahead and make that available as a service? Just, send it out over the internet like they do over the airwaves. Well, the bottom line there is willingness to do so, number one. But secondly, it's infrastructure. They would have to build out an infrastructure to do several things. One, they would have to be able to take their broadcast signal, encode it as a digital signal, send it out over the internet. But then that's not all. They would have to also have a visual TV guide kind of, schedule that would go up on the screen that you could select from and so forth. They'd also have to provide, should provide a DVR type function where you could record programs and click on an option to record series and have it record series. But you can see there's computer back end on that. There's equipment back end on that. Somebody's got to go to the expense to do that, which is what local BTV will probably do. So I want you to watch that video and check that out. And Locast could do, if they wanted to continue to exist in their close to their current form. So you see the issues here, is the bottom line. Now, I even considered briefly, buying the equipment, which would cost $600 to $1,000, which is not really worth it, but buying the equipment to be able to receive local broadcasts, retransmit them over the internet, so that I could then get it here at the condo. But it means I would have to have a couple of things. I would have to have a physical location where I could put up a decent antenna. I would then have to have in that physical location the space to put this box that would do the retransmission, which I found online, the box. And then I would have to be able to program and secure all that and send it out so that I could receive signals here at the condo. Well, if I had a physical location where I could put up an antenna, then, I wouldn't need all of this infrastructure. See what I'm saying? Now, there's ways I could do that. I could go to a friend. Okay, I've got a friend, let's say, for instance, that lives in Charlotte. I could say to him, hey, would you host this, meaning at your home? Would you allow me to put this box? I could then get all the Charlotte stations and have it sent electronically over the internet to me. But I'd have to buy the box. He'd have to have it at his house. He'd have to have an internet connection where I could send it out over that. No. So I'm not going to do that. I have a way to handle it for myself here in the condo. I'm not going to tell you how. Needless to say, it's a little bit. But I've got it where it's working. Okay? However, not everybody can do what I did. I understand that. And maybe they would want to. But anyway, these are issues. These are issues. And somebody needs to address it. And maybe local BTV, this company that is described in the video on my blog, will be an answer for that. Or maybe Locast will continue in a different form. We don't know what's going to happen in the future. But these are things somebody needs to address, is all I'm saying. So that'll do it for this show. A little different show today. Hopefully it was information you appreciate and kind of understand the issues involved now. But anyway, until next time, remember that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining. If you're watching us on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to our channel and ding the bell to be notified of future videos.